The Baltimore Catechism, which is the standard text of religious education for many, many years, is a great and useful tool. In the Baltimore Catechism, there is a definition of ignorance as a gift that came from the devil that robs us of our intelligence before God. What happens is this. God, of course, creates us with the beatific vision. Adam and Eve were created being able to see God face to face, but through their original sin lost that, and of course, their understanding of things was darkened. Thus, the rest of their lives was spent in pursuit of the knowledge and love of God, turning away from the sin that they created. And it's the same thing for all of us during the entirety of our lives. We are born in complete ignorance. We have instincts that come naturally, but to come to know God, know about God, takes time. Ignorance, then, is shown as a gift of the devil. In fact, there's a picture in the Baltimore Catechism of a little guy holding these boxes that are all kind of beaten up and torn apart, and have those little squiggly lines that indicate a smell coming from them, and it's seen as a gift from the devil. Opposite of that is knowledge. Knowledge, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. For us to be able to come to know Christ, and to come to know Christ is to know the truth. Now, sadly, there are many Catholics who might know their faith, but don't practice it. There are people who go to school and study their faith, but never reinforce it. It's a sad situation that many times students I've had in the past have said that to me. Well, my parents said that religion is not important because I don't need that to graduate, or I don't need this to go into college, or I don't need this to have success in life. To which my response is, true, but you do need it to get to heaven. Without knowledge of faith, then nothing else matters. Furthermore, knowledge of the faith helps us to take the other things that we know about and put them in proper perspective. It's a scary thing. A scary thing to have people who are intelligent who have no faith. Intelligent and have no manners. Intelligent who have no love for God or care for human beings, and thus with their intelligence they have no boundaries and can use that intelligence for evil. You see it in the news all the time. There are people in our government like that. Some who are Catholics, but show otherwise. Yes, ignorance is a gift of the devil. Knowledge, a gift of the Holy Spirit. To know Christ is to know truth, but to love Christ is to live in that truth. And there's a huge difference between knowing and living. To love Christ is to live in that truth. Now, how do we come to know Christ? Well, obviously, we learn from somebody else. Our parents should have been the first ones to teach us about Christ and should have reinforced that every day of their lives, our lives. As long as we were children, if we went to religious education in school or in catechism, our parents should have been, as you should be, reinforcing what those children learn at home every day. We come to know by listening and by watching. Listening to what our parents say and what our teachers say and watching the things that they do. We also learn by listening to the prayers that we pray here at Mass, listening to the readings, listening to the homily, the sermon at Mass, and to listen to God speaking to our hearts in silent prayer. It's always an act of being open to the voice of God and listening. As St. Paul says, faith comes by hearing. Faith does come by hearing, but it grows by acting. It grows by acting, by doing good, and by following the commandments. It's not enough for us to simply listen and to hear, but also to consciously choose each and every day to consciously choose and to do the right thing. Study is no doubt a great benefit. And one of the great benefits of modern times is that we have the ability to read and to study our faith. That wasn't true in times past, but I can tell you this. My two grandfathers, who could barely read and write, knew, understood, and lived their faith better than some of their grandchildren who had the benefit of an education and cast it aside, or went to catechism and never practiced it. So here we are today with instant access and an abundance of information, anywhere that you want. I'm sure that everybody here owns your own copy of the Holy Bible. Many of you have a copy of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, or perhaps you have other good, solid Catholic spiritual books and spiritual reading at hand. Use them. Use them. There's a multitude of programs on television. There are videos and podcasts on the internet. There's all kinds of good Catholic information all over the place that's there for that taking, if we want it. Learn and understand your faith in order to better live your faith. If you have questions or you need any good advice, ask around. Ask me, ask the deacon. That's what we're here for. No, reading has made many a great saint. For example, St. Ignatius Loyola, as a young man, was not interested in the faith at all. Minimally, we can say. His parents were devout. They were rather wealthy, and they had, for their time, a library with some pretty good books there. Well, St. Ignatius was more concerned about romance and about war. He wanted to be a great soldier and a great lover. And he did that for a little while, till one day his leg got shattered in battle. He was convalescing at home for several months and read everything in the house except religious books. He refused to read that. But once he read everything else, and there being no television back in the 16th century, then he decided to read the lives of the saints and scriptures. Well, that reading changed his life completely around. He made a pilgrimage and decided to give his life to God, and thus St. Ignatius is the founder of the Jesuit order. But still, that reading made him a great saint. This is why the great saints like St. Benedict always recommended what he called lectio divina, that is, sacred reading to people, to be able to absorb the words of Scripture, to absorb the words of the great teachers of the faith, so that we can better live our faith. You don't like to read? Fine. Watch something. Listen. Pray. But in anything, feed your minds. Feed your minds and feed your souls with sacred truth. Feed your family's minds, feed your family's souls with sacred truth. This is the nourishing food they need that will lead them with the sacraments to eternal life. As Jesus tells us, believe what you hear from him. Believe what you hear, believe what you read from the gospel, and then put into practice the things that you believe. As Jesus teaches us, love God, obey God, serve God. Love your neighbor, serve your neighbor. Be honest, be truthful. Work hard and do good work when you do work hard. Be fair, be generous. Give rather than take. Be pure in your heart, your mind, your thoughts, your actions. If you're not married, be chaste. If you are married, be faithful. Harbor no hatred. Harbor no jealousy. Have no desire for revenge. Have no envy for another's goods. Be content with the things that you have and grateful for what you do. And of course, work for what you need. And for us to say that we know Christ, we must be backed up by our lives in Christ. If we say that we know Christ, we must live like Christ, always seeing Jesus as our pattern. He is the pattern for our own lives. As St. John says, whoever keeps his word, that is, whoever lives and believes his word, will have the love of God perfected in himself. Brothers and sisters, we must be witnesses. We must be witnesses of the living Christ, by being witnesses of the loving Christ. That is, the Christ who lives in us by baptism, faith, and life must be manifested by our love and our service, our belief. We all know that we've come to know Christ more intimately in the breaking of bread, that is, in the Eucharist, where Jesus comes to live in us by his divine presence in this sacrament that unites us to himself fully. Thus, as living tabernacles, we become witnesses to the living Christ. In that, may we never ever commit sin, never even want to commit sin. But if we do, we look to the mercy of God the Father and to the guidance of the Holy Spirit to bring us into perfect love, holiness, and forgiveness. As we prayed in the psalm, may the risen Lord grant us his light and his holiness. May the risen Lord let the light of his face shine upon us, and may he place his joy into our hearts. May he always remove the darkness of ignorance and sin and fill us instead with the light of his wisdom and his knowledge, bringing us the blessing of grace and peace. We who believe in Jesus Christ are indeed sons and daughters of God. By his death and resurrection, he has made us a new creation and he makes us witnesses to his love. May we always live in that love and that truth and truly be witnesses of the living Christ.